This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, Health Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air. I'm Doug Steffen with another edition of Dr. Kronhaus and basically his research that he follows religiously, looking into all of the info that's important to all of us with regard to how medical issues are being handled in research and reported on by the various journals. And, of course, what comes up first in everybody's mind, Ken, is what's going on with the coronavirus that changes with each minute. Some of this stuff may be up to date. It's probably hard for you to keep up with it because there's a lot of nuance to it, what's being done, what isn't being done, things that are changing in China. So we may have somebody in our country who has it. So what are we you know what I would like to know more than anything else? I think what people are frustrated on is that they don't feel like we know where it's coming from, what causes it, and how to cure it. I think that that's the biggest frustration, so we can find, I know there's no answer to any of the questions, but
so, stay tuned.
Yeah. All right. So what do you have?
All right. So we don't know, you know, we really don't yet know where it came from. There's a lot of controversy about that. We don't yet know how to cure it. At the University of Nebraska, there's actually an isolation center and a quarantine center where all of the cases are being sent, and miraculously, the doctors and nurses are taking care of these patients, and they're actually in the process of testing drugs. And I heard the doctor there who's in charge at the University of Nebraska of his quarantine center. He's pretty optimistic about a single new drug that they're experimenting on. So there is some hope, and they're doing pretty well. And remember, no one has passed away in America from this disease. The Chinese are the ones who report the 2-4% death rate from this disease. But in
America, they also are giving us the real numbers.
Absolutely.
And plenty
but in
of
America, in America, nobody has died. And it really looks like similar to why you die with flu. And you know, about 60,000 people in the last 2 years in America, Doug, have died from the flu. 60,000. And the usual reason people die is from a bacterial pneumonia. And we're a lot better at treating bacterial pneumonia than when you look at China or some of the other places around the world. So this may just not be as deadly here in America as it is in other countries.
But so then, are we overdoing it, or is there a danger that we can overdo, or is it better to take all precautions?
I think we have to be very cautious right now because we just don't know. All the basic questions that you've asked, this is a new disease, Doug. Mm-hmm. It was only noted in December 2019. It's a brand new disease, and we don't yet know the answers to the basic questions, and it's being studied. And so we just need to be cautious until we know better. But the news this morning is that America has confirmed the first case of unknown origin. We call that community transmission, where the person who has it has not traveled to China, has not, as far as we know, been in contact who has had this disease. The Northern California patient has no known exposure to the virus through travel or close contact with a known infected individual. The patient is at the University of California, Davis Medical Center in Sacramento. This is a very contagious illness. Interestingly, on the Diamond Princess, that was the cruise ship that went from having 10 cases of the novel coronavirus to 691 cases on board, and 20 after getting home and four deaths totally over the course of just 2 weeks quarantine and the testing that followed. This actually started with just one case and quickly grew to almost 700 in this contained area. Mm-hmm. You know, there are some good news. There's some good news about this whole thing. Gasoline's going to be cheaper. Mortgages are going to be cheaper. But the global tally of cases now, what we know is over 81,000. I'm sure it's higher. You know, it's hard to believe what the Chinese are telling us.
The 40 times. Now, we had a reporter here from the Epoch Times, the Chinese news agency in America that's following what really goes on there. A lot of, they're all Chinese reporters. They all grew up. Matter of fact, the woman that I talked to grew up in Wuhan, and she says that they underreported by 40 times. So if they're telling us there are, what, they say 200,000 cases,
well,
multiply that times 40.
We know 81,000, about a little over 81,000.
That's what they say. That's not what's
correct.
Real. They say
correct.
That.
Correct.
This news reporter says it's 40 times that. That's the number who are dying, the number who are infected by it. They've shut the country down. Nobody's allowed in or out, so you're not really going to get an accurate portrayal of anything. One of the good things that's come out of it, though, for American farmers, is that the Chinese food supply has been interrupted like everything else in China. Their factories are all shut down, so it's going to affect a lot of people building things in America that require Chinese components. Not going to be good for them, but for the farmer that's selling food to the Chinese, this is going to be helpful to them. Helpful because they need food that they can't supply. They're letting this stuff in. It just is really pretty interesting how this is all coming together or coming apart. The non-medical side of it is the Chinese people are, there's great unrest in the country now that isn't being reported. You thought that Hong Kong was a big deal. There's rioting going on apparently in streets. People can't get, they don't have answers. And the people in China are afraid. They can't work. You know, it's a serious situation there where it's not really here as you've suggested, Ken.
Well, you know, I think containing, you know, our president, it took some criticism, you know, possibly being, I won't even go there. But, you know, in reality, closing off travel has had a big impact in the amount of cases here.
Yeah, oh, sure. You know, the airlines don't like it because their stock value has gone down. But in this case, you got to do what you got to do. And under the circumstances, understanding, I think the biggest or the most interesting question, though, does come from this case in Northern California that seems not to have had any connection to anybody who has had it. So have you ever looked at a slide? I was looking at a picture of the virus itself, what it looks like, what the cell looks like. Have you looked at it?
They've made models at the CDC,
yeah.
And those have been in print.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an interesting looking assortment of objects.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you think about
the way viruses are. Viruses usually have that complex look to it, but yeah. More some neat complexity to it.
Somebody has taken a ball, a styrofoam ball, and stuck little red pins,
yes,
and orange pins and
that's
whatever
what
into this thing.
Though.
Yeah, right. It's kind of weird looking. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with the next item is going to be a focus yet again on obesity. And speaking of that, let's see if we can help some people who are way overweight try to find some hope. Calitrin is the hope because it works 86% of the time. It's breakthrough information that actually, I mean, a lot of people are hearing about this for the first time, Calitrin being the number one healthy choice for weight loss in America. But in fact, they've been around for 23 or 24 years. This is a formula put together by nurse colleagues who saw a lot of people trying to take off pounds and be frustrated. This is the sensible way to do it. So if you're ready to jumpstart your weight loss program, you've tried others and you don't like it, the solution is simple. It's Calitrin. Go to Calitrin.com and, you know, understand the fat cell targeting and all the other things. A lot of complicated stuff. In 60 seconds, I'm not going to tell you anything that's going to convince you other than 86% of the people that get on the program lose weight and keep it off. That should be enough to get you to go to Calitrin.com. And we'll make sure with our DJV code, if you use the code, promo code DJV, You get discounts on every bottle of $20. Calitrin.com. Get a 6-month supply. That's 6 bottles. Save $120 and lose the weight. Save your life and lose the weight. Go to Calitrin.com.
I'm doing all the right things. Drinking plenty of water, eating right, exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Next up here is a focus with Dr. Ken on Good Day Health of the number of people who are obese. This number keeps going up and up and up. You'd think people would smarten up to this, Ken. It just is pretty amazing that people are so lost in this department.
It is. The food we manufacture just gets too good and better and better, I guess. I don't know what it is.
It's not good for us, but it tastes good.
No, it's just... It's addicting. I don't know what it is, but this is out of the...
By the way, you'll be happy when you see me next week. I have recently lost 4 pounds, and that's with the help of Calvin, but you know how we've looked at my waistline and thought, okay, and you look at the scale and say, oh, well, okay. So I think we'll have an addition to that. When I visit with Dr. Ken next week, he's going to go through me from A to Z. And by the way, just as an aside, take my experience to heart. Going to see Ken is something that I look forward to every year because we're great friends, but you don't have to be great friends to get the benefit of his expertise, his knowledge, his forceful looking into the problems and coming up with solutions. So if you'd like to go talk to Ken, go see him at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Montura, Florida, 352-735-1400 to get to one of the members of the staff. It's an office full of people who really do get it. 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken. All right, anyway, back to the obesity thing and body mass index and all of that. I had a lesson in that this week, by the way. I'll tell you about it when I see you. Is there a bottom line to this? I mean, is this okay? The numbers just keep going up.
Well, let's discuss it first. So the 2017 to 18 rate of obesity is more than 10 percent points higher than in the 1999 to 2000 era. And more than 40% of American adults are now obese. The prevalence of obesity among American adults has steadily increased since 2011.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It is.
It's frustrating. And so, it's everybody's personal choice. But the problem is that people who are obese, they get in the way. They get older, they're in wheelchairs. People who have abused themselves, they think they deserve special privilege. And that alienates a lot of people. And it's unnecessary. It really is. Too bad. Because you'd like to think people want to live a healthy, happy, hearty life. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. We continue with a focus on diphtheria and other things, as well as talk about shots in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken, lovingly referred to. I'm Dr. Doug. I'm also lovingly referred to, not as Dr. Doug. I just play with it on the radio because it kind of sounds fun. Dr. Doug Steffen. I like Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So let's get the latest on the boosters that some people, some doctors will tell you. I had a booster for tetanus when I forget whether I stuck my foot on a nail or I don't know what, and nobody could find out when I had my last tetanus shot, so I got another one. So what's the latest on that stuff?
Yes, and I got one about 2 years ago, and this may change what we are doing, countering the U.S. government advisory. This new study in Clinical Infectious Disease Journal this week suggests that adults may not need regular booster shots for tetanus and diphtheria if they received a complete vaccination series as children. However, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're the people who make up all the guidelines, they're still recommending that all adults receive booster shots every 10 years. So you may want to talk to your doctor because this recommendation may change based on this report this week in the medical journal Clinical Infectious Diseases.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Like you and I have talked about the pneumonia booster shots that older people are getting. It was, you know, I'm not a big believer in vaccines for the most part, unless they're absolutely necessary. But I think the idea of getting pneumonia shots, you're supposed to get two of them, and that hasn't been discounted by this study, has it?
No, this has nothing to do with that. Adults, you have to think about your booster for your tetanus and diphtheria, talk to the doctor about it. Adults, you have to talk about the pneumonia vaccine and also the herpes zoster vaccine. And if you haven't had measles, which would be unlikely, but talk to the doctor about that, you definitely also want to be vaccinated against, because you don't want the triple whammy right now that's coming each winter, it looks like, of flu, measles, and now coronavirus. And you see, you really want to be vaccinated against measles and the flu vaccine, and hopefully by next year, the coronavirus.
Yeah, all right. But you don't think the coronavirus is going to go away?
Well, I think I'm hoping.
Like SARS went away.
It went away entirely. Well, I'm hoping that that SARS 1, and this is being called SARS 2. I'm hoping this has a seasonality like the flu. Whether this goes away entirely, stay tuned. Only your crystal ball knows best.
Okay. Well, as much as I'm not a big fan of the Chinese government, I don't want to see the Chinese people suffer because of what the Chinese government was doing, actually. And I think they're behind it, up to their mickeys. It's just we can't prove it at the moment. Next item of research is a focus on what you eat for breakfast and how that affects you overall. This is not a new thing. We're always told breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right?
Well, this study confirms that at the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. It's starting the day with a big breakfast, and keeping dinner light may help you burn more calories and keep you trimmer. Eating this way may also help keep your blood sugar levels from getting too high.
All right, so the focus isn't on what you eat, or is it on what you eat? I mean, there's all kinds of crap that's around. You can stop at all the fast food joints and get a horrible, greasy breakfast.
Well,
is that outweighed, the importance of the meal outweighed by the quality of the meal?
Well, the best of all worlds, obviously, would be to have a very healthy, big breakfast.
Mm-hmm. What do you have for breakfast?
Oh, I have a very healthy breakfast. I have a big glass of orange juice. I have, it'll vary. I'll sometimes have oatmeal, a couple of slices of whole wheat bread. Mm-hmm. I have been known to have, even a serving of fish in the morning with breakfast.
Good for you. Soup, I've heard, was good. All right, we continue with a focus on what's best and what isn't best when it comes to exercising your heart as we continue in the next half hour. Good day, health.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sponsored by Palm Beach Research. Text and data rates may apply.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is a household name in the USA. You've seen her on Fox News and across the internet for years. Judge Pirro speaks her mind, and she doesn't mince words when it comes to hypocrisy from the deep state D.C. swamp. And now Judge Pirro is exposing the insiders and politicians who have been setting themselves up to make fortunes in the cannabis sector. In a surprising turn, dozens of D.C. insiders who have attacked marijuana for years are plowing millions into backdoor cannabis investments. Judge Pirro's exclusive expose on this cannabis conspiracy is yours free when you text JUDGE to 76280 now. We'll send you a link to a video presentation that shows you how you can take advantage of the same opportunities to profit that these DC insiders have been keeping to themselves. They have changed their thinking from lock 'em up to light 'em up. You can find out which companies are set for explosive growth. Text JUDGE to 76280. Get Judge Pirro's expose on the cannabis conspiracy. Text JUDGE to 76280 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Health Secretary Alex Azar saying as of now, most Americans should not be worried about the coronavirus outbreak here. At a White House event yesterday, he was cheering what he called President Trump's historically aggressive containment efforts. Meanwhile, in California, officials are trying to locate everyone that was in contact with a woman thought to be the first known coronavirus case in the nation of unknown origin. The woman lives near the San Francisco Bay Area, and Dr. Bella Matias is the Solano County Public Health Officer.
The individual is really only potentially infectious for about a three-day window before hospitalization occurred. And so we have a narrow enough window to work with that we can be very aggressive in identifying all of the possible contacts in the community.
Yesterday marked six straight trading sessions of plungers on Wall Street over coronavirus fears. The Dow lost nearly 1,200 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Dr. Ken Cronos, second half hour of this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. A lot of reasons to listen to podcasts every week. Check it all out. Ken and his expertise helping a lot of people. If you don't hear the whole program, you'll get the sum and substance of it well done in the podcast, which is Good Day at gooddayhealthshow.com. And you can find it on Apple Podcast, that podcast app, Spotify, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, TalkStream Live, iTunes, all of that. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can find it. And also at gooddayhealthshow.com. So Ken was talking about his breakfast and what he eats. Ken has slimmed down a lot in the years that I've known him, and he wasn't heavy to begin with, but the exercise and the eating comfortably and important, you know, changes to what we do. And so you were telling us oatmeal.
I'll often have an egg yolk, probably about four days a week. No more than one, but I'll have two or three egg whites with that. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to discuss eggs. That comes up all the time.
Whether they're healthy or not for you?
Correct. Because, and I think yolks are okay just as long as you don't exceed one a day. And I usually have about four or five a week, but no more than one a day.
So what do you say to the people who discount that altogether and just have egg whites? Do they get any benefit from
egg whites? Egg whites are fine. The big concern, you know, just add it to your protein count. The concern about the egg yolk is that it has a lot of cholesterol in it. But yeah. I probably have two or three egg whites a day.
Mm-hmm. So when I feed Daisy, maybe I'm not doing her a disservice. I usually give her a hard-boiled egg every day, and I take a bite out of it. That's my egg quotient. But I'm wondering now if there's that. She's going to have a physical and find out whether she's got too much cholesterol, because they do the same thing with dogs they do with humans, test out the blood and see what it's, you know, what it has in it. But I think, God, that the eggs are good for the coat. Like, they're good for our skin. They're good for all kinds of things. It's like anything else, isn't it? It's the moderation.
Absolutely.
Eat a lot of that stuff. Okay, speaking of moderation, the focus on training for marathons, triathlons, tons of men and women. The Boston Marathon comes up in a month or so, 26.7 miles or something like that, and they train and train and train and train and train. So what's the latest on that and its impact on your heart?
This is a statement from the American Heart Association published in the medical journal Circulation, which is the clinical Bible for cardiology. Slow and steady wins the race, Doug, at least when it comes to exercise for heart health. You want to train, don't strain, as opposed to no pain, no gain. While aerobic exercise generally benefits health, more intense physical activities like marathons and triathlons can raise a person's risk for sudden cardiac death and atrial fibrillation and heart attack. Exercise is medicine, and there's no question that moderate to vigorous physical activity is beneficial to overall cardiovascular health. However, like medicine, it's possible to underdose and overdose on exercise. More is not always better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's being...
Train, don't strain. Don't overdo it. Go out there, enjoy it, get in touch with nature, go have some fun, but you don't have to overdo it to get fit cardiovascularly.
Even at the gym, there are all these people that do the cardio, you know, they get on the treadmills. And I was talking to a trainer the other day who said, it really isn't, if you're going to, you think you're going to lose calories by getting on a bike and running, you don't lose anywhere near as many calories as if when you're pushing weight. It doesn't have to be heavyweight, but it's something about how metabolically it impacts your body, better to lift weights and strengthen your bones and your muscles than just to get on a bike and ride it around.
Right. The strength training just increases the metabolic rate, so you burn, you incinerate calories long after you're exercising, and you do not have to do very strenuous weightlifting. Actually, more reps of lighter weight is much better. You want to feel good when you leave the gym, not like you left it all in the gym.
Right, exactly. All right, next item of interest here is a focus on sugary drinks. President has, what, about a dozen, according to some of the people on his staff, a dozen drinks of Pepsi, Diet Coke a day. That cannot be good.
Well, diet, that's not a sugary drink, a Diet Pepsi. That's something different. And that has other issues. But this report, also in the Journal of the American Heart Association, is on sugary sodas. You know, we can get to the diet, and that's being researched right now. But sugar-sweetened drinks can play havoc with your cholesterol and triglyceride levels, which increase your risk for heart disease and stroke. They should just be treats. These are the sugared soft drinks. You know, get some seltzer and put some fruit juice in it or flavoring if you need to get that taste. That's the way to get this, and the sugared sodas should just be rare treats.
Rare treats. All right. Word to the wise, we say that. People say, oh, you know, this is big business. You know what the most profitable aisle in the grocery food store and the food store is?
Probably the soda aisle.
Yeah. The most profitable. And they, by the way, the stores lease that space out. That's how the business works. When you go up that aisle and you see all the stuff from Coca-Cola, you see the stuff from Pepsi-Cola, they, you know, there's one on one aisle, on the other side of the aisle. It's because one aisle has been leased, one side of the aisle has been leased by Pepsi, and so they have all of their products on that aisle, and Coca-Cola leases the other aisle. But can you imagine, you know, what it costs them nothing to produce these drinks. It's like 5 cents a bottle. The bottle's more expensive than the contents to produce.
And the marketing's the most expensive.
Most expensive part of it, you are 100% correct. Marketing and transportation are the two most expensive parts of these drinks. Whether they're soft drinks, sugar, whatever it is, this stuff is a huge profits made. And they just keep telling you how wonderful this stuff is. It is awful. We used to refer to it as rot gut. Because that's what it does. It rots the herb, just raises hell with your system. And I don't know, sugar causes cancer. So this stuff is not necessarily going to cause cancer, but the effects of what's in it ingredient-wise is going to be bad for your heart, for all of your health, right?
Absolutely.
Holy kit and caboodle. You know what, every once in a while I do like a bottle of Dr. Pepper, though. There's something about Dr. Pepper.
The real stuff, not the make it a once-a-month treat.
Not even that. I'm trying to remember the last time I had one, and it may have been at an airport someplace. Because you don't see, it's not around. I know it was my sister's. It's not prevalent, or it doesn't seem, you know, you can find it on the shelves, but...
It's in my grocery store.
Is it? Yeah.
All not right, in so my cart.
No, not in your cart, not in mine either. But I try to stay away now from all of that stuff. Except I find there's some good grape juice around you can get.
Oh, excellent.
That is, yeah, I like the grape juice. Let's get to getting a good night's rest. Ken's always talking about how important it is for all of us to get a good night's rest. And that certainly is underscored by the studies that you can find on the pages of MyPillow.com. Obviously, they're in there because they are going to help sell their pillows. But if you're losing sleep, you don't enjoy going to bed and going right off to sleep, join the tens of millions of people now. Over 45 million people have bought MyPillows in one way or another. Some people buy one, some people buy two, some people buy four, some people equip the whole house with them. They have really established quite a fabulous business. I don't know if you knew this, Ken, or not, but the guy who started MyPillow, Mike Linder, was a drug addict, and he was homeless. He was an engineer by trade, but things didn't go well, so he got hooked on stuff, and he's straightened his life out by coming up with this pillow, and for the last 15, 16 years, he's been making them. They got a big factory in Minnesota. Great American story, because it's a great American product. Avail yourself of everything from all of the sheets and the pillows, pillowcases, mattress covers, and also the new MyPillow towels that are available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the DJV code, and get discounts of up to 66%. That's the DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here. Let's follow up. Something we talked about last week, using those Apple watches and other watches that are around that help you measure your heartbeat. Do you remember we were talking about that? I think it was last week. There's an Apple Watch study done by Stanford University that focuses on what really happens. Stanford took the findings to the American College of Cardiology, and it didn't include at first the Apple Watch Series 4, but there were 400,000 people, Ken, who participated in this thing. Apple says that people from all 50 states participating, and around half a percent of all participants, like 2,000 people, found out that they had irregular heartbeat, irregular heart rate over the course of the study. So it helped 2,000 people. And so is this something we could expect if people are really paying attention to this? Or maybe I'll ask it a different way. When people come to your clinic, Lake Cardiology, you're a cardiologist. So do you ever have anybody say, look, here's my, this is what I've done. This is what my heart, my watch says about my heart.
Can Absolutely. You Absolutely. Do. People okay. are following their heart rates. What that study showed, it was published in the New England Journal of Medicine back in November, that with that Apple Watch, you can actually accurately detect the presence of atrial fibrillation. And about a half of a percent of the people who were doing this actually had atrial fibrillation. And that's really important because atrial fibrillation can cause a stroke, and we can prevent that if you have atrial fibrillation.
My father had...
And not everybody knows they have atrial fibrillation. Some of them know the first heartbeat, but some never know it. We do an EKG on people or a monitor, and we show it to people, and they have no idea they're having it. So that was the whole idea behind the Apple Watch. It picked this up and helped prevent strokes. It really works.
It was interesting. The Apple went out of their way, though, to say that this feature isn't the sort of medical diagnostic tool that people may need to have.
Well, they're worried about liability. And
yeah, of course
that.
They are.
Of course.
But how many, that's another question. I don't think I've ever asked you that. What percentage of people do you think, as we get older, have a cardiologist just like you and I? I don't really need, I don't know, is that true? We all need to have a cardiologist? We all need to know what the heck's going on in our hearts.
Well, it depends on what kind of cardiologist you're talking about. But, you know, I'm a preventive cardiologist, and as you get older, most of you are going to need to talk to me at some point because of the way life is. Almost every adult will eventually get high blood pressure if they live long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all the things we talk about, high blood pressure, diabetes, cholesterol, getting your weight down, not smoking, all of those things affect just about everybody, at least one of those.
Yep.
So most of us, in order to get our prevention optimized to reduce the risk of heart attacks and strokes, it would benefit to talk to one of us.
Yep. Well, you got to know, how do you find a good one? Maybe that's another good question. If people are thinking to themselves, okay, now I'm going to take Ken's advice. How do I know the cardiologist that I'm finding is a good one? I think that's an apt question.
It's a good question. How do you find a good professional? However you go about it, you know, you talk to your other physicians that you interact with, nurses you interact with, friends and family that you interact with, and ask them, you know, how they're satisfied. You can go online now. You know, we're rated by a zillion people. You can do searches online and get comments. You know, you may not want to just read one comment, but there's a trend. You can see the trends, and they all can't be coming from the person themselves when there's many reviews on somebody. So a combination of going online, talking to friends, family, other doctors, and other nurses.
All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. This week's edition of Good Day Health continues.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. 53 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, is here to answer some of your questions, some of the questions that I come up with. The question about TB vaccine. There are those of us who are under the impression that TB, tuberculosis, is gonzo. So why is a new injection method necessary for TB vaccines? Do we not even know that we get TB vaccines in our regular quotient of vaccines, or is this something new?
Well, this is something that is new, and they're intended to vaccine to prevent tuberculosis. This is what I think the issue is, that these new injections are coming. This is an area, you know, of the future. This is monkey research, so stay tuned. And perhaps in the new decade, this will be another item where we'll be giving out vaccines. The other area in tuberculosis is that there are reactivations of tuberculosis. That is a problem with tuberculosis. You've had it in the past. You were successfully treated. It gets reactivated. And also, there's the evolution of the bug, and the TB germ just changes, and the drugs are not sensitive to it. And that was the whole area we talked about earlier about antibiotics evolving and becoming more sensitive. So stay tuned. I think TB will get back in, on our radar screen with a vaccine, with new drugs, and this will occur in the next few years.
Would you say there are other things, as long as we're talking about TB, are there, this is another a good question about what else may be in the future in terms of things that we've had in the past that were sort of eradicated? Are we in danger of anything else like TB coming back? Remember all the stories about the plague and the bad movies about what happens if some kind of thing is there's an outbreak of it. What do we do?
Well, I think what you're referring to is the homeless problem and people, you know, I don't want to get gross or political, but defecating in the streets and that is a real issue of the items you were just suggesting of bringing all that back.
It's a huge problem in Los Angeles where I am. Huge. The city has not dealt with it at all. Meanwhile, lots of people are in jeopardy. Neighborhoods are in jeopardy. It's a huge problem. And sort of with that in mind, is there any truth, Dr. Ken, to having, if you have urine drops on your toilet and have them analyzed, that it could spot diseases? There have been people, for whatever the reason, that have gotten their toilets examined, and they have found out that there are things in their system. There's apparently a smart toilet that's been developed. Well, that is what it is, but that smart toilet that when you sit on it or you use it, it'll tell you what's in your fecal matter or in your pee. So is that one wonders, do you go to a doctor's office for that?
I would probably want to give my urine to a doctor and let the lab analyze it, but maybe in the future these toilets will be able to do it for you.
Well, we're talking a lot about future stuff, and it's pretty interesting. But there is a toilet that could spot signs of a disease that's available now on the market. But whether you want to
be a pioneer in that area.
Right. Speaking of pioneers, here's a question about stem cell or platelet-rich plasma, we're talking about this off the
PRP injection.
PRP. All right. So stem cell injections or capsules and PRP, are they the same?
This is a little bit different. What you're asking about is a platelet-rich plasma therapy, which uses injections, Doug, of a concentration of a patient's own platelets. Platelets are the cells in the bone marrow that are used to help clot. And what happens is they're used to accelerate the healing of injured tendons, ligaments, muscles, and joints. In this way, PRP injections use each individual's patient's own healing system to improve musculoskeletal problems. It has been shown to be effective, especially in knee injuries, and I think platelet-rich plasma is going to get a lot more research and may be used in other parts of the body in the next decade.
But is this sort of stem cell the same kind of thing?
It is a cousin of that idea, yes.
Mm-hmm. And how expensive would this sort of thing be, one would wonder?
It's not going to be cheap. Make sure you have your Part D.
We keep talking about that. All right. Dr. Ken, with answers to your questions, this is a good service, Ken. Thank you very much. Look forward to a lot of info in the new year. 59 past the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.